The Shemitah is the Sabbath year, and it's the seventh year of the seven-year agricultural cycle mandated by the Torah for the land of Israel, and it's still observed in contemporary Judaism. To put it simply, every 7 years is a Shemitah year. Because it is based on the Hebrew calendar, it doesn't fall on the same dates every year as our Western calendar, but it does follow quite closely. The Shemitah is also known as a time where all debts are settled, every 7 years. It also can be interpreted as the washing away of things. But what caught my attention was that the last day of the Shemitah for the last two Shemitahs in 2001 and 2008 fell on days with a major market collapse. The last day of Shemitah in 2001 fell on September 17th, and that was the first day the US stock markets opened after 9/11. That day had the greatest one-day stock market point crash in US history up to that time. The Dow fell almost 700 points, or 7%, and it was a record that held for precisely 7 years until the end of the next Shemitah year. That year was 2008. On September 29th, 2008, the exact final day of the Shemitah, the Dow plummeted 777 points. You may be noticing quite a few sevens in all of this. As well, on that day, it was the only known day on the New York Stock Exchange where the opening bell wouldn't ring.
You're watching CNBC's Squawk on the Street, where the opening bell should have rung 5 seconds ago, but has not.
There is a little bit of a consternation down here about there being no bell.
I then decided to go back to Shemitah years since 1900, and I was very surprised at what I found. 1917 was a Shemitah year. 1917 marked the year that the U.S. entered into World War I, and soon after, the Russian, German, Austrian, and Turkish empires had collapsed. Remember, the Shemitah is a time of washing away. 1930, 1931 was a Shemitah year, and certainly wasn't a good time to be in the markets. From the beginning of the Shemitah year until the end of the Shemitah, the market dropped 50% from 200 to 100. And then after the final day of the Shemitah, the market dropped another 50% to below 50. Now, the next major Shemitah was in 1937 to 1938, and if you were in the market that year, you'd have lost nearly 50%. But more importantly than the stock market during that Shemitah year was what was going on in the world. During the Shemitah year in 1938, Germany began foreign aggression and seized Austria and Czechoslovakia.